USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A caravan with thousands of migrants is coming to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
Earlier today, Donald Trump Jr. gave testimony in his father's civil fraud trial. He faced questions regarding his involvement in his father's financial statements. The New York Attorney General contends that Trump's statements were exaggerated to secure more advantageous loans. Eric, Ivanka, and former President Trump will testify in the near future. The Federal Reserve has once again decided to pause interest rate hikes. This marks the second consecutive time they've kept rates steady following 11 previous hikes, including four this year.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks we face, the committee is proceeding carefully.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the committee expressed increased optimism about the economy and job market despite ongoing inflation concerns. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey claims that the state Democratic Party was responsible for covering the expenses of events he attended in 2018 and 2019. According to a report obtained by Politico from public records, taxpayers footed a $12,000 bill for the governor's attendance at events held at MetLife Stadium, including a Taylor Swift concert, a hip-hop festival, and New York Jets game. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UAW workers at Ford Motor Company have begun voting on a tentative agreement with the automaker. The 24-hour period to vote on the deal began this morning. UAW locals across the nation will do so. Ford was the first of the Detroit three auto companies to reach a deal with the union. A pilot who allegedly threatened to shoot his flight captain is being indicted. According to the Department of Transportation, a federal grand jury in Utah indicted Jonathan Dunn over the August 2022 incident. The disagreement happened when the captain wanted to divert the flight because of a passenger's medical emergency. The pilot was legally carrying a firearm with him. According to the Inspector General, Dunn was charged with interference with a flight crew, a felony that carries up to 20 years in prison. Would you buy a house that you knew was haunted?
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on a disturbance in the Eastern Caribbean. If it does form, it will be named Vince. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.